Podcast ini dibawa khas oleh Tetap Makia juga. Makia punya bisnes semenjak podcast dilancarkan dan korang beli t-shirt aku kan syuk sendiri. So stock market Makia telah meningkat naik lah. Sekiranya hari 1 sen per gram sekarang dah jadi 1 sen per tan. Jadi siapa yang beli rugi lah. Rugi eh? Rugi ke untung? Dulu 1 sen per gram, sekarang sudah 1 sen per tan. Aku rasa macam rugi kan? Okey lah. Jadi untuk mereka yang nak invest stock Makia, boleh pergi dekat www.forexmakia.com.hantu. Tak ada orang peduli. And now on to the show. Back to reality ya. Sekarang aku dah kembali ke tanah Singapura lah, termasih. And don't get me wrong, I enjoyed my holiday so much. But at the same time, I'm also a true blue Singaporean. Maka kata orang-orang tua tu betul lah. Di mana tanah dan bumi dipijak, di situ langit kita junjung. Tapi macam mana pun, hujang emas di negara orang, hujang batu di negara sendiri. Apa, alamak, macam mana ni aku nak try to relate yang aku suka aku punya own country ni. No matter what it is, the grass is always greener on the other side kan. Tapi macam mana pun, there's no place like home. If you all agree with me, please give me a round of applause. Okay, dan terima kasih juga kepada Azman. Aku nak kena shout out dengan kau. Pasal you are the only one who supported me with the t-shirt. Tak adalah, ada jugalah a few orders. Sorry guys, aku baru pergi Port Dickson. Aku try survey-survey t-shirt yang yang sesuai untuk cuaca-cuaca di dalam wallet aku lah. Because aku intend to sell it at a bargain price lah. Kalau if I were to do it in Singapore, no choice geng, aku terpaksa charge korang $50. So I'm trying to lower down the cost. Kalau boleh korang beli, kalau aku boleh jual korang at $10 ke $15 ke $30, kalau korang mampu nak beli, aku suka, aku happy. Tapi kalau $50 korang rasa macam berat kan, lebih baik jangan lah, jangan belilah. Kalau tengok aku ada rezeki lebih, aku kasih korang lah free, free of charge. Tapi kalau korang betul-betul jiwa members, korang nak beli juga, cakap tak apalah $50 je. Aku satu hari $50 pun boleh habis. Naik Grab 2-3 kali pun kadang-kadang lebih daripada $50. Betul lah, harga minyak pun sekarang kau top up pun, kau top up $50 pun belum tentu boleh last untuk 1 minggu 2 minggu. In fact, if you are very thrifty, pergi balik kerja, pergi balik kerja kan, itu $50 is a, it's equivalent to maybe 2-3 hari punya transport lah. Jangan cakap driving tau. Driving duit minyak pun kadang-kadang $50 tak cukup. Apalagi kalau kau naik easy, naik MRT. $50 kau cakap dengan aku can last for 1 month, aku ketawa, Sul. Aku guarantee ketawa punya, pasal I don't think $50 can equip you lah for that transport. Fee yang aku rasa paling murah sekali transportation dalam Singapore, mungkin korang boleh naik motorbike lah. Motorbike murah. Motor memang murah lah. Aku tak tahu sekarang, mungkin government pun dah rasa dah mahal lah. Jadi lain kali mungkin basikal lah, paling murah lah. Basikal kalau nak naik sana pergi sini apa, ada penat sikit kan. Apa nak buat, nasib kau lah. Aku bukan nak banding-bandingkan lah hidup kita dekat Singapura ni atau dekat negeri lain. Macam-macam dugaan ada, tapi aku happy. Aku when I was in Port Dickson ni, aku cakap dengan kau, it's a chalet dekat Lexis, Hibiscus, I think so, if I'm not wrong. Jadi macam kampung air lah, macam teringat zaman waktu aku di Lorong Fatimah, kampung air, kampung atas air lah. Basically cuma kat Brunei je sekarang yang kau boleh nampak. Dulu Lorong Fatimah pun ada macam itu. Jadi bila air surut, kau akan nampak all the sanitation from kampung-kampung dengan jiran-jiran kita lah. Jadi kalau kau nampak tanaman-tanaman tu, impossible lah. Itu in the mainland lah. Jadi apa yang diorang buat bila surut, kita tangkap remis. Kat bawah rumah je remis. Korek-korek remis. Dan kalau macam air dah pasang sikit, daripada JT, rumah kita ada JT ataupun daripada tingkap tu, kita boleh ni, buat macam spear fishing. Tapi spear fishing ni kita pakai garpu. Bapak aku modify lah garpu, taruh dengan gala, habis dia ikat-ikat-ikat, jadi juga siul. Spear pakai garpu tu, pakai garpu habis dia ikat-ikat, jadi tu. Jadi daripada apa ni, great like a pro. Okay, thanks, thank you, thank you for shout out lah for member yang aku been getting orders lah, but I cannot commit right now. We will process your t-shirt soon, eh. And then things like ni anak ni bring back memories, eh. Tangkap ketam tu betul dekat Hibiscus tu. Lexis pun, jiran sebelah aku pun dah campak betul ketam. Guarantee dapat lah. Idea sentiasa cetek lah, tak dalam. Daripada where I'm staying, the water maybe as the deepest it can go maybe at chest level, maybe about 1.4 meter or at most pun 1.7 lah. 1.7, I think that's the most deep, the deepest lah I've seen lah. But ada jugalah kes fenomena di sana. Tapi tempat tu terlampau cantik lah, terlampau cantik sampai aku forgo all those paranormal activities. In fact aku sampai berani tau aku ambil gambar, pasal aku dengan bini aku, tempat dia cantik sangat, ada electricity. So I don't know lah. Korang, kalau korang follow aku dekat Facebook, korang boleh nampak satu video aku upload ni, ada macam benda terbang-terbang pusing-pusing malam-malam. I doubt so is a bird lah. Malam mana ada burung, kan? Kalau kau nak cakap owl, can be, but it doesn't look like one lah. But if it's a bird pun malam-malam, it's not a bird lah. So as you know lah, kalau tempat macam itu di lautan, memang tempat jin lah, senang cakap. So I saw that clear cut, and orang cakap you cannot capture that kind of image via video ke kamera kan. I got it clear. In fact, kadang-kadang kalau kau ambil video macam sekali imbas, ini dia boleh rounding lagi. Siul, korang boleh tengok lah. Korang boleh tengok benda apa tu. Aku will try to upload. That video dekat aku dah upload pun lah dekat Instagram aku, ada lah. But maybe I'll just re-upload that video and let you guys see, atau I'll put a link lah to where you all can see that video. Bukan nak promote benda-benda paranormal ni, you all know lah. Sometimes I'll just at that moment of memang ada rasa seram, aku mengaku, tapi kita think positively lah. Maybe spotlight ke. Bini aku lagi style cakap awan boleh pusing-pusing, eh. Ada iri sikit, tapi aku suka tempat tu terlampau cantik sampai forgo all that thoughts, and it's really the kind of life I would want to have if I retire. Macam bangun celik mata je, pancing, that kind of lifestyle. Kalau macam aku dapat jugalah berbual dengan orang-orang kat sana yang waktu PKP, budak-budak kat pekerja kat sana semua kena stay tau dekat orang punya chalet. And then you know waktu PKP kan tak banyak sangat turis. Kalau ada pun in-house turis lah, orang-orang daripada negeri Malaysia yang stuck, so they cannot leave the place. So that's their daily activity lah. Dapat ikan, they tell me dapat ikan siakap lah, apalah. Adalah, aku ada satu kali aku nak try, aku tak tahu benda apalah. Nak cakap sangkut, bukan sangkut, it's really quite big. Maybe turtle ke, tapi aku rasa ikan pari lah. Most likely it's ikan pari. It's quite big. I try to reel in, tak boleh. So in the end, it pop. Terputus. Mata kail aku je terputus. The rest of the rig got safe lah. Like dia punya batu ladung semua. So rambut pun dapat, cuma mata kail dia je terputus. So that is kind of interesting lah at that moment. Then kita explore the island. Bukan island, sorry. We explore the place. Is consider negeri Sembilan punya daerah juga, Seremban, all these places lah. Diorang tak ada accent eh. Diorang, aku rasa macam berbual macam Singaporean ada lah. Macam cara diorang berbual. I find that I can. They themselves thought I'm from KL. So no, it's funny. But as further up we go, the cheaper the goods seems to be. So kalau macam korang kat Singapore, korang belanja kat Johor, korang rasa macam Johor, ya dah macam mahal eh. Pasal diorang tahu orang Singapore akan datang Johor kan, untuk belanja. Tapi if you go up further kan, maybe you go up Mersing onwards, harga is betul-betul untuk diorang punya local lah. So tak iran lah kalau kau makan 2-3 lauk, harga maybe below RM40. It's as good macam kita makan $40 kind worth of food kan kat sini. So that is usually what we spend kan. Macam kadang-kadang dua orang, aku tak tahulah, personally that is what I spend lah. Kalau macam aku dengan bini aku makan, we want something luxury, atau benda sedap lah. Macam mungkin ikan pari ke, kari kepala ikan ke. So maybe $30-$40 tu is norm lah for us lah. Tapi kalau kat sana RM30-40 for like 4-5 lauk punya hidangan, aku got like wow, like it just give me that mindset lah, yang aku bersyukur lah for earning dollars lah eh. And aku tak tahu, I still tak tahu macam mana orang yang boleh survive kalau macam makan harga satu ekor ikan RM64. Pada kita okey tau, pada kita okey, because we are earning dollars right. But you just thinking, if those people who they are locals, will they eat that every day? That's the question. Will they eat it? The expensive thing that I've tasted at Port Dickson only cost me about $112. Kita makan ikan bakar, seafood. And to tell you the truth, anything you eat which is not in the hotel is the best. Aku memang suka, kalau pergi Malaysia aku memang suka diorang punya mi goreng mamak tau. Mi goreng mamak diorang is different from ours. The authentic city, the way we would like to enjoy a mi goreng, a plate of mi goreng kat Singapore mesti ada minced meat. Okay, this is very standard lah, basic lah minced beef lah, beef ke mutton, I don't know lah, either way. Habis ada telur, ada kacang pis, ada kentang, maybe ada tauge, you know, sayur sikit, mi goreng, that, and maybe ada butter lembu. That's the authentic way of eating mi goreng. So mi goreng mamak kat sana, dorang instead of using minced meat, dorang pakai macam rujak, you know, rujak India. yang tepung-tepung tu, they call it masaludi, is it? Masaludi, okay. So that is their one of their main ingredients lah. Orang potong-potong, jadi rasa macam bite size lah bila kau makan lah mi goreng orang. Campur dengan telur, standard lah. Ada tahu goreng, tapi daging tak ada. So kalau kau nak makan macam something more special, kau minta lah ada ayam goreng atau telur mata lembu. That's it. But sedap. Aku makan. Jangan hotel, order kat hotel. Hotel ni tak sedap. Kau order kat luar aku. Tapi banyak lalat lah. But come on man. If you are like me, aku bagi kau satu petua eh. Kalau ada banyak lalat eh, what you can do is kau baca doa. Kau baca doa, simple je doa dia. Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Ni bukan aku nak mengajar eh. Just simple basic. You can say it in Malay. Aku do it in Malay. Ya Allah Tuhanku, permudahkan urusanku. Let me eat in peace. Jauhilah lalat-lalat ini daripada makananku. Biarkan aku makan makanan dan rezeki ini dengan aman. Amin ya Rabbi alamin. Itu je. Simple. And myself, keyakinan. You see no flies lah around you. But there's one restaurant I go, ya, Thai punya restaurant. Diorang ada satu method traditional. Diorang bikin macam ada dahan. I don't know where they get the dahan lah. But it's nearby the toilet area. Habis diorang ada taruh macam dalam botol lagi tau, to make the dahan alive, you know. Satu ekor lalat pun tak ada. And it puzzle me lah, because dalam hotel pun ada lalat, geng. So ni kat restoran tepi jalan tak ada lalat. So the sanitation, nak cakap which one is better? So hygiene level kat hotel better atau dekat luar better? I dare say tempat yang aku makan yang RM30 tu, lagi bersih kebersihan dia. Then we also did go to tempat nasi kukus Cowboy. Kita makan dia punya barbecue chicken lah. Barbecue chicken with rice lah. Oh, okay lah. Tapi setting dia is betul-betul Cowboy punya setting lah. It's really nice. Setting kau order itu pun dalam RM30. Aku dengan Mona makan. Cool kan? That's, you all nak kena travel lah. Tempat-tempat lagi. We are talking about ringgit right now. The rate is about 3.5 to $1. So you all do the math lah. Then bila kau dekat, lama aku nak share something yang apa yang korang buat lah time holiday eh. Aku personally kan, if I'm on a holiday, What I mean by a holiday is when you be able to rest, kan? Rest, tidur, enjoy the moment. Basically to rest lah. So kalau kau order breakfast, kau bangun lah. Kau bangun breakfast. Kalau tak nak mandi, tu masing-masingnya kebersihan lah. So breakfast usually stop at 10:30. So you can go there. Aku macam hari-hari, 5 hari kan kat situ kan. Jadi macam benda sama. Ada satu hari tu aku nak skip, tapi tak dapat. We didn't skip. In the end we dapat juga makan breakfast lah. And you, what can I say about my kind of holiday? My kind of holiday, lepas tu balik bilik tidur. Ada orang cakap, might as well kau jangan pergi holiday, kau duduk tidur kat rumah sudahlah. Lain geng. Kau kat luar, kat hotel you pay the price that you pay. Defend eh. Kalau ada orang pilih hotel yang macam they know they going to go out often, nak beli belah lah, shop here, shop there. Ada orang yang memang akan beli hotel, bukan beli, tempat hotel yang slightly higher end, tapi kau dapat the comfort level of a 5-star punya premium lifestyle of laying down on a bed or lazing down, yang bantal macam kau tidur je, ah lembut macam dalam air, ah bila kau nak swimming pool, ah that kind of lifestyle, ah okay, ah whatever rock your boat lah, ah some people say whatever float your boat, but aku suka cakap whatever rock your boat, because whatever yang you want to do in life that bukan saja get from point A to point B, tapi the journey to the journey towards the point B yang buat the interesting, yang rock itu yang kind of thing yang aku nak, so I go for whatever rock your boat lah, macam aku that rock my world lah. Ada satu kali tu aku pergi dia punya disappointed lah sikit lah, dia punya nightclub, bukan nightclub lah, lounge. Aku suka tengok live band kan, aku suka tengok live band, aku a bit disappointed lah dengan performance. Maybe my expectation is too high. When I see a two piece band, in my mind, it would mean something lah. One person play the keyboard, okay, the setup is a keyboard dengan a vocalist. So in my expectation is at least the keyboardist should play keyboard lah, and at least sound like you are playing macam acoustic, but tak do. I'm very upset with the reason being because it's like betul-betul program lah, macam main karaoke lah, machine lah. That's why that's my expectation lah, but I'm not taking away any of their capabilities lah, dia orang ada credential, dia orang ada untuk menyanyi, memang bagus, cuma aku cuma tak suka part macam itu. I would rather they have like acoustic setup, main gitar je ke, atau kalau nak main piano pun main piano je without terlampau sangat heavy lah backup track dia, sampai kau boleh rasa macam kau dalam karaoke room, that kind of setup irritate me lah. I don't like it. Well, whatever it is, lain orang lain lah cerita rasa kan. Cuma bestnya kat sana, memandangkan tempat negara Islam kan, jadi tak banyak orang kat dalam lounge tu. Kalau ada pun yang geng-geng togok lah, geng-geng togok minum beer ni semua. So we didn't order that, I order mocktail. Mocktail ni dia kira macam mock lah, It's a mock lah. It's like macam vegetarian beef, vegetarian, tapi instead of cocktail it's mocktail, so everything is non-alcoholic. So I don't know what I order. I think I order lah, forgot that thing lah. What is it? Bloody Mary. Bloody Mary for my wife lah. Without Bloody Mary ke apa eh? Bloody Mary ada alcohol kan? Tequila Sunrise. Mine is Tequila Sunrise, I think. Something like that lah. But mine no, tak ada, confirm tak ada liquor punya lah. Mocktail, bukan cocktail lah. So we had that and we have trio sandwich. Trio sandwich home base. So basically tu je lah. Sampai kat dalam hotel aku tengok macam satu set. Satu set je lah. Tak payah tengok tiga set. PR pun ke laut juga. Okay, once again aku nak cakap terima kasih kepada Azman kerana t-shirt, pakai t-shirt aku dengan penuh keyakinan diri, and it really look good on you, Azman. And aku nak cakap salam takziah kepada Najib Sulaiman waktu dia tengah shooting dekat sana. Alamak, aku dah balik daripada Port Dickson, baru member masuk hospital Port Dickson, at least on the day itself yang aku sampai Singapore on a Thursday night. So sayanglah, but I pray for his speedy recovery. Nice man, and okay lah, he can rest assured kat Port Dickson tu tempat relax. Kalau kau nampak benda-benda yang fenomenal pun, siap-siap nanti kau pun tutup sebelah mata. It's really not that bad. Aku lagi dengan Mona lagi bukan nak kerek, bukan nak cakap bungkak, tapi we brush that lah because the place is so nice. Nampak pun action tak nampak je. Okay lah geng, thanks for listening. We'll be back maybe when ada topik lah, topik-topik nak berbual lah. Aku ada juga a few topik nak cakap pasal pergi holiday, nak pergi holiday dengan siapa, dengan mak ke, dengan bapak ke, dengan bini ke, what kind of holiday yang takkan spoil korangnya mood, tapi that's on a later day lah. Ada jugalah korang, kalau aku balik daripada Pulau Pinang tu, korang boleh dengar podcast tu yang aku ada bikin about my experience with my mother-in-law, my wife. Aku seorang je lelaki pergi holiday. Macam itu. Masya Allah, dugaan dia. Okay, good night guys. It's been great talking to you guys. I will upload this episode now.